Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes, bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always at this time, I like to remind you of the words of Job. That it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. Let us be conscious as we come together for the next 10 minutes. That we are deepening in with our communion to the source that is within us, around us. Inhale, lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach, and breathe in the life-giving, energizing, renewing, restorative breath of God. Hold. Bring your attention now into the cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the soul, the monastery of the spirit. And offer up gratitude for this wonderful organ, this center of your being, for which life cannot exist if it doesn't function as it should. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly. As we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional. But for the next 9 or so minutes, we are consciously and intentionally choosing to commune with the ground of being, God in us. This morning I'm sharing Psalm 96 from Psalms for Praying and Invitation to Holiness by Nancy Mell. Oh, sing to the cosmos a new song. Sing to the beloved all the earth. Sing to the Creator and bless the name above all names. Sing praises to the Glorious One from day to day. Declare the splendor of the Radiant One to all nations. The marvelous works of love to all peoples. For great is the Beloved, and greatly to be praised. Reverence love above all else. For where your thoughts are, reveals that which you treasure. Seek only the true treasure. Truth and integrity live with love. Strength and beauty dwell with the Beloved. Yield to love, O families of the earth. Yield to love glory and strength. Yield to love and learn of justice. Make of yourselves an offering and be guided by love. The bow down in adoration and holiness, for worthy is the Beloved to be praised in all the earth. The Creator of the cosmos reigns. Yes, the world has been created. Gift to all generations. Let truth and justice give birth to peace and harmony. Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice. Let the seas laugh and all that fills them. Let the fields exult and everything in them. Then shall the trees of the forest sing for joy before the coming of the Beloved who reigns in glory. For through love will come truth and justice, offering all the people gifts of new life. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, as we consciously come into your presence this morning, to just rest in the everlasting arms that are underneath, supporting, enfolding, and upkeeping us. We know that your Spirit is everywhere present at every point in space and time. There is nowhere where you are not. Yours is the life, the love, the presence that enlivens, that quickens, that renews, that restores, that replenishes. So for all of us here gathered, and for all those that are in need of a healing at this time, I know your Spirit is the deathless, self-existent life that resides in every cell. So I speak this word for the healing, the renewing, the restoration of our physical forms. Each of us need healing in our own ways, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, financially, psychologically. Yours is the Spirit that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. Therefore, there is nowhere where you are not. There is nowhere where your Spirit is not. There is nowhere where your healing and deliverance is not. Let us open our hearts and minds to remember this truth, to believe this truth, to accept and live this truth. Divine Beloved, Mother, Father, God, you know the needs of each and every one of your creation. We know that there is nothing too hard for you to do. So in this moment of rest and surrender, in trust and faith, we know that you are doing the perfect work in and through us for all that concerns us. And as you are doing it for us, you are doing it for our loved ones, our friends, our family, our nation, and all nations on this earth. You do not play favorites. As the psalmist says, you are no respecter of people. For all are you, and all are of you. Divine Beloved Mother, Father, God, for everything that is happening across our world. It would be negligent of me if I did not bring it into this circle of prayer. Be it natural disasters of earthquakes and fires, floods and mudslides and tornadoes and hurricanes, or the mess that we as the humans have made of our planet, for the injustices and the corruption in our governments. There is so much happening across our globe at this time that I bring it into our circle of prayer, that all of the earth's inhabitants may experience justice, fairness, peace, and love, and the right to be. Divine Beloved Mother, Father, God, for anything I have not asked for, I know you will not fail to bless us. For our teacher said it is your good pleasure to give us the kingdom, that kingdom that contains all good, all joy, all harmony, all abundance, all peace. For your infinite grace, your endless blessing, your eternal mercy, we are ever, ever grateful. So it is. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for our prayer's intention. Repeat after me. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God.
Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly. Take a deep breath in as we allow that prayer of intention to resonate within. Beloved, I wish you a very blessed and happy birthday Friday, Saturday, until we come together once again for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection.